The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Had a lot of questions from folks. You're giving away more Skywalker's books. You're giving away more Skywalker's. Yes, I have five more to give away. Be here after 10 o'clock. I came up with what I think is a fun little contest. I road tested it on Jason. He started out strong and sputtered out altogether. Or just about. Okay, I'm overstating it. You started out strong. I would say this. If you were a football team, you started out 8-0 and finished kind of like 10-6 or 11-5. Yeah. Kind of what happened. We'll share that with you after 10 o'clock. Amazing story. 85-year-old Korean War vet. Chase and I still made the playoffs, which may be more than you can say for your favorite football team. 85-year-old Korean War vet being held in North Korea. Nobody seems to be admitting it except his family. Nobody really knows why. And the racism no one is talking about. Those are some of the things I want to get to in the show. Busy, busy day. I want to start, though, with something right here in Wisconsin. And it deals with the governor's race. By the way, we'll have Governor Scott Walker on Tuesday. He's going to do the national media in his book tour first, don't you know, before he gets around to us. I shouldn't complain. The publishers gave us all these books to give away. I really should kind of shut up about that, huh? Anyway, and of course, we've been talking a lot about the governor's race. I have nicknamed Mary Burke Platitude Mary. I had another name, but everybody decided that the sexist card. Jason, you didn't even like that one, did you? You liked it, but you felt it was toxic. So I haven't gone with it. Every conservative I tried it, and, oh, that's good, don't use it. That's really good, but don't use it. Well, I don't want to play into their stupid worn women sexist thing. So we're just calling her Platitude Mary because nobody can deny that. Thus far, with minor exceptions, she has spoken in platitudes. Well, I'm for jobs. Well, it's all empty fluff. And then there are the issues that she has avoided altogether. Act 10 for quite a while. And then when I squinted and read what she said about Act 10, she hasn't even really fully come out in favor of that. The $10 trillion elephant in the room, okay, I pulled that number out of thin air, the trillion-pound elephant in the room is Obamacare. And you've got a couple of things going on. One, right now, Democrats are running scared of Obamacare, and they're trying to blame Republicans for its failure, which is laughable. And you saw a lot of that in Wisconsin. Well, Scott Walker, if he had just done this. Mary Burke has avoided talking about this issue like the plague. Actually, she's avoided talking about most issues like the plague, but particularly this one. So the Republican Party of Wisconsin has seized on that, and they're rolling out a pretty extensive ad campaign to call her out on this. And the website is out there today, and it's going to include billboards and other things. Joining us now to talk about this is Wisconsin GOP Executive Director Joe Fadness. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Before we talk about the effort, talk about why it's important to call her out on this. That look, of all of the things she's going to try to take a pass on, this ain't going to fly.
That's right. Mary Burke has now been in the race for 45 days, and as we've seen, she remains silent on the most important issues facing our state, and really, in this case, facing our nation. We're calling it her No Promises campaign, and she's already said that she won't be making any commitments with regards to specifics that voters would like to see. It's unheard of from any candidate running for high office, never mind major office, and quite frankly, Jerry, we think that's unacceptable, and that's why today the Republican Party of Wisconsin is running these ads on billboards and calling on the mainstream media to demand an answer.
In fact, you have a website, and I've linked it at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com, where you actually have a running count of how long she's gone without commenting on this since being in the race.
That's right. 45 days. Actually, that website, you can visit maryburke.com, not just for the details in her No Promises campaign, but also to see an image of that billboard.
Yeah, and you're going to have and you're going to have actual billboards around the state, correct?
Absolutely right.
What as we're talking with Joe Fadnes from the Republican Party, all right, she has not spoken on this. What specifically about Obamacare do you think she has a responsibility to speak up on?
So our question today is simple. It's where does Mary Burke stand on Obamacare? And to this point, she hasn't told us. But you look at Obamacare, and it's broken. It's fundamentally flawed. The rollout has been a complete and utter disaster with no accountability whatsoever. This is on top of the over $1 trillion in tax hikes the law is pushing on the middle class. We even heard the president say, Jerry, that if you like your plan, you can keep it, only to find that was a lie. He broke a trust of the American people. Millions of Americans are losing coverage. Even President Clinton entered the debate and called out this egregious breach of confidence. We saw yesterday a CBS poll that said Obamacare's approval is down 12 points since October, down to 31%. We even saw the president's approval rating hit an all-time low, and all of this begs the question, where does Mary Burke stand? Does she defend those lies? Does she defend the false promises of the Obama administration? Does she support the $1 trillion in tax hikes? Quite frankly, does Mary Burke support Obamacare?
And you left a number out of that CBS survey. Nearly half, we're approaching half of the country, would now favor repeal.
That's right. Yeah. The more people see of this law, the more they see of the broken trust of the administration, the less they like.
Here's another reason I think you really got to call her out on this. We're talking with Joe Fadnes from the state Republican Party, and I'm going to get into this later in the show. There is a concerted effort, as laughable as it is, for Democrats to try to blame Republicans for this. Well, you guys never liked it anyway, and you're naysayers. That's got to be nipped in the bud.
That's right. You know, there's deflection. There's lies. We even saw Kathleen Sebelius in Wisconsin last week deflecting blame once again, and this all begs the question, as it relates to the governor's race, where does Burke stand? Does she stand with Obama right now? Does she defend these lies? Does she defend the deceit? Where exactly does she fall on this issue?
All right, so one more time, Joe, if folks want to check this out online, again, I've linked to it, but where can they find it direct?
MaryBurke.com. Again, MaryBurke.com. You can find the billboard as well as more details on her No Promises campaign.
All right, Joe Fadnes of the state Republican Party, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry.
That is critical. And in fact, I will get to it later in the show. Got a lot of stuff to try to get to today. But I will get to it later in the show. This effort to blame Republicans for the abject failure of Obamacare. Well, you guys never liked it anyway. You guys, you sit there and criticize it and you're not trying to fix it. No. You know why? Because it's not the technical glitches that are broken. Well, yeah, they are. But that's not the problem. Anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself. We'll get to that later in the show. I do want to spend a few minutes on this. I didn't hear this until I heard it on radio news this morning. I had missed this. This is an amazing story to me. An 85-year-old American veteran of the Korean War, for reasons I'm not clear on, wanted to visit North Korea. It's not a country I would visit. But he did. He visited there last month. Merrill Newman is of Palo Alto, California. He was about to leave North Korea. That was October 26th. He's on a plane. 85-year-old American, veteran of the Korean War. He's on a plane about to leave North Korea. That's when a uniformed North Korean officer came on board, asked to see his passport, and asked the stewardess to have him leave the plane. So says his son, Jeffrey Newman. My dad got off, walked out with the stewardess, or flight attendant, as they're called these days, and that was the last he was seen. That's it. By the way, Jeffrey Newman told that to the Associated Press. That was it. Nobody will even admit this happened. Our government won't even confirm this detention. The United States government will not confirm that this guy was detained by the North Koreans. Now, his son says his father was a constant traveler, but had always wanted to visit North Korea and even learned a little Korean before doing so. Apparently, this desire grew out of his days in the Korean War. But like most dads, he didn't talk much about his military service. My dad was in World War II. You talk to any of these guys. Vietnam, is anyone who's been even close to combat particularly, they just don't want to talk about it. So he really doesn't know why. Things apparently were going okay. His dad sent him postcards. Life was good. But no reason to understand why he's being detained. Because the United States has no diplomatic relations with North Korea, our government really, if this is in fact happening, if there's no, why would the guy lie about his father? So what he's done is he's been working with State Department officials and the Swedish embassy, because we don't have diplomatic relations with the state of North Korea. We don't. The State Department on Tuesday heightened a travel warning for North Korea, but didn't link the advisory. Again, they're not even acknowledging that this has happened. Neither is the North Korean government. Clearly, this happened. I mean, why would anyone make this up? The question is, why? He'd been visiting there, and as he's about to leave, they detain him. If they were going to accuse him of being a war criminal, wouldn't they have publicized that and made a big propaganda piece out of it by now? You would think so, wouldn't you? We're going on a month here since he was detained. Now, I understand we have no diplomatic relations with North Korea, but does that mean the government of the United States should sit with its thumbs in an anatomically dark place? Well, a veteran of a foreign United States war, 85 years old, is being detained by a state like North Korea? Really? And it's interesting that it took us on this long to start getting publicity on this. The U.S. State Department is not confirming this. It was actually first reported by the San Jose Mercury News, and North Korea's state media also has yet to comment. This story, I guess intriguing, but I don't want that to sound in a good way. Intriguing as in, what the hell happened? And why? Why is this guy being detained? I heard this morning, and I couldn't believe that I was hearing it right. Obviously, it's one you would think we'll be hearing more about. And again, I understand the lack of diplomatic relations, but what's ever happened to back channels and getting off your butt and doing something? Our government is not acknowledging this. It's 9:20.
The Jerry Bader Show.